Good evening. Please turn with me in your Bibles, Matthew chapter 28. This morning I spoke about being the salt and the light of the world. And tonight we're going to be talking about something along those lines. Do we have any fishermen out here? There's something we're known for, right? What is it?
Fishing.
Fishing. We're telling fish tales too, right? You know, we catch a little minnow and it's a 12-pound bass, you know?
And catfish, they're
good. Yeah, that's true. Catfish are good. Well, listen, I'm not trying to exalt flying or anything like that, but one of my buddies, he's got this 5.5-pound bass.
Right.
Out in this pond, on the golf course. Anyways, about a year later,
how's that? All right. About a year later, it was a 9.5-pound bass, right? It was crazy how it just grew, you know? But listen, so that's what we as fishermen are known for. It's not something you should be proud of, but as the story goes on, the fish have a tendency to get bigger. So let me ask you this. What should we be known for as Christians? Telling the truth about Jesus.
And telling the truth about God.
We should be known for witnessing, right? We should be known that, hey, that First Baptist branch, they'll come knock on your door and tell you about Jesus. And so I hope that tonight you all will be encouraged to go, not just whenever it's scheduled for the church to go out witnessing, but continuously, prayerfully, that God will lay somebody on your heart, a friend, a neighbor, somebody walking down the street, and that you will have a passion for the lost, and that you will tell them about Christ. So Matthew chapter 28, beginning in verse 16, it says, The 11 disciples traveled to Galilee to the mountain where Jesus had directed them. When they saw him, they worshipped, but some doubted. Then Jesus came near and said to them, "All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe everything I have commanded you. And remember, I am with you always to the end of the age." So we're really going to start in verse 18 where it says, "And Jesus came near and said to them, 'All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go, therefore.'" Listen, we should be encouraged that all authority has been given to the one we serve. That should be encouraging to us to go out and to tell others about Him. Because it should give us boldness and strength, because we're relying on the one who has authority over all. And listen, whenever we go, it says here that He is with us. And He is. I've been witnessing before. And I know some of you have heard me say this, but I was witnessing to a guy up in Fort Smith, and I was confused partway through on what I was even saying. But listen, God was in the midst of it. I had him. I said, "Can you tell me what I just said to you? Just to see what I said." And I just had it all confused, right? You'll do that. You'll do that sometimes whenever you're witnessing. Well, he presented me the gospel. He told me exactly how to be saved. And I asked him, I said, "Would you like to pray and receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior?" And he said, "I would." He said, I do. And so he got saved. You know, and that showed me that it's not me and that God is with me. And listen, God is with each and every one of you whenever you go out. It's not anything special. You don't have to have a special gift for God to be with you. You don't have to be completely 100% studied up and you know every verse that will point somebody to Christ. You don't have to do that. You don't have to have that tract if you take one completely memorized, although it does help to be familiar with it. But for God to be with you, you don't have to have all that. You just have to go and be willing, open vessel for God to use you. So know that all authority has been given to God, and we can lean on that whenever we go out and witness. In verse 19 it says, "Go therefore and make disciples of all nations." That word "go," it's not just saying go here once or twice, go here. It's actually saying going, and everywhere that we go, all things that we do, we should be looking for an opportunity to witness. And know that whenever we do so, that God is with us. So that means that whenever you're out there at Walmart shopping, whenever you're at the local grocery store shopping, whenever you're at a convenience store, whenever you're mowing the church property or your yard, wherever, the farmer's market, wherever it may be, we should be looking for opportunities to share Christ. If you're not comfortable with walking up to somebody and saying, "Hey, my name is James Cunningham, and I'm out here telling people about God." Maybe you're not comfortable saying that. Have a track and ask them, you know, hey, say, introduce yourself and say, ask them if they'd like to read this. And a lot of people will open it up and begin reading the track that is pointing them to Christ. And know whenever you're doing that, that God is with you. Always. So we should be going and always going and witnessing. It says, "Therefore, make disciples of all nations, baptize them in the name of the Father and the Son and of the Holy Spirit." So whenever we do lead somebody to Christ, we should be doing our best to disciple them, to see them grow in the Lord. Whether that's pointing them towards a local church, if you're not near here. If it's here, bring them here. You know, I'm sure Brother Tim wouldn't complain one bit, would you? No, okay, all right. You had me nervous there for a minute. I thought you left me hanging. No, listen. So we don't leave them sitting. We need to grow them in Christ, teaching them the things of the Lord. So whenever you're going out and witnessing, understand that it doesn't stop with them becoming saved. That's not the end of it. That's the beginning. And so we should be helping them grow, getting them plugged in to a local body. But it says, "Teach them to observe everything I command you, and remember I'm with you always." So we should be teaching them and instructing them, helping them grow in Christ, teaching them the Bible. Because listen, even though they're saved, this can be a daunting thing to read. You know, God will speak to them, but most people don't know where to start. You know? And so it's one thing to say, "Hey, all right, praise God, you're saved, here's the Bible." Okay, all right, you know, now what? You know, where do I start? You know? And so it helps us to come beside them and encourage them and instruct them and say, "Hey, you know, start here. If you have any questions, call me. And if you have really tough questions, call the pastor," right? Amen. Amen. I'm glad you're back tonight, brother. So we need to come beside them and encourage them and teach them. But like it says right here, it says, "I'm with you always to the end of the age." He's with us. This is a promise. It's not "I'm with you as long as things are going good while you're out witnessing. I'm with you as long as you have everything memorized and you don't stutter up whenever you're witnessing somebody. I'm with you as long as there aren't any other distractions around you." There's no ifs there. It says, "I am with you always." And so we need to take heart to that and go out and witness. And so whenever we do this, how else can we go out? Maybe not physically, but we can go out prayerfully. We need to pray that God will send people out in the harvest. Because it's ripe, it's ready. The Bible says that the workers are few. And to me, that's pretty sad. It's not that the workers are few. Just the workers aren't willing to get up and do it. We're all called to witness. Each and every one of us. But I'm guilty of it. I get tied up doing other things, like watching TV. You know? The average American watches 3 hours a day. What if we took those 3 hours a day and went and witnessed? I bet these pews, most of them wouldn't be empty tonight. I bet we'd all have stories of people getting saved. If we'd commit our lives to Christ in this area and say, I'm willing to do it. I'm guilty of not. That's why this is hard to preach. I'm kind of being hypocritical. Telling you guys, you need to go witness while I sit back and watch my TV shows. You need to go witness while I don't. Knowing that God is with me, knowing that God is my strength, knowing that God will speak to their hearts and save them from eternity in hell, I don't go. Because I allow myself to be deceived by Satan, and I find myself too busy doing other things. And if you're not going and witnessing, you're being deceived just like me. So we need to pray that the workers will get up and work. And while we're doing that, we need to get up and work. Lead by example. Something I do at work every day. I lead by example. Because if they see me going out on the floor without linting off, getting all the loose hair off me, you know what my people will do? They'll do the same. They'll do the same. So if you want to start seeing people get on fire for God and going out and witnessing, lead by example. Who's going to be first? You know? All those times that I used to go out and witness in Fort Smith, there was never once a foot race to go tell somebody about Christ. There was never, you know, I see somebody heading that way and off we go. You know? No. It wasn't. Too many times I was asked, why are you the only one out here doing this? This is the first time I've ever heard this. What are we doing? If we know that God is with us, if we know that God has authority, Jesus has authority of all things, why are we going out? I say we because there's a lot of times whenever Brother Jim has visitation, Saturday visitation, it's usually him and just maybe a couple other people. Sometimes just him. So what are we doing? Why are we here? God says that you are the light and the salt. God commands us to go and witness. We're not here just to come in here and listen to somebody lead us in worship and sing a few songs and listen to some guy get up here and preach and say amen to it and go home. That's not what God has put us here on earth for. That's not why God has saved you. That's not why God has saved me. He saved us to be witnesses for Him. Y'all could bow y'all's heads and close y'all's eyes. I'm going to give you guys an opportunity tonight. If you haven't been going out and witnessing, ask God to forgive you. And ask Him to strengthen you and encourage you to do so. And also ask God to lay somebody on your heart to go and speak to this week. And He will. And when He does, do it. This altar is open for anybody who wants to come down to the altar, or you can make one where you're at.